Hi, so today we're talking about how to create intimacy in any relationship. And this is a sneak peek to my module, Goodbye Casual Dating, where we talk about how we can take casual relationships to something that's deeper, meaningful, and more long-lasting. And the intimacy I'm talking about today isn't the physical kind, it's actually the emotional kind, you know, the one where it goes beyond attraction and one that makes someone feel so comfortable with you that they can tell you anything that they want, their deepest fears, dreams, what they truly, truly love. And, you know, intimacy happens as a result of three things, which is what I'm going to share today. So one, it happens when you're comfortable with your own skin, because when you're comfortable with yourself and you fully accept yourself who you are, you make space for other people to do the same. So, you know, how you feel in your own skin is how you make others feel. If you feel uncomfortable with yourself, you'll make your date feel uncomfortable. You'll make your guy feel uncomfortable. You know, and we often think we can disguise our own discomfort, but it often shows up in our body language, the way we connect with men, the words we use. So, you know, being comfortable in your own skin is easier than you think. So what can you do? You can tap into self-care. Think about what would make you feel great. I mean, I used to go into exams with my hair done, with the perfect outfit that I had laid out. Everyone came in in their sweats and gym gear, cramming from the night before. And I just wanted to feel good, because when I feel good, I think I bring my best work. So it's kind of like the same in dating. What would make you feel good? Because what makes you feel good would make other people feel good as well. Another way to create intimacy is connect with your feminine energy. In a relationship, there's always a balance between masculine and feminine energy. And typically it's the man who owns the masculine energy and the woman who owns the feminine energy. And if you are looking for a masculine guy, you'll need to tap into your feminine energy, where masculine energy leads. It's assertive and makes decisions. Feminine energy is more open, receptive, and it flows. So say you've been on a few dates with a man and you want to take the relationship to the next level. Masculine energy will lead that conversation and the direction of the relationship. Now, that's not to say women with feminine energy have no choice but to follow. That's not true at all. But they do things differently. So they guide, they make suggestions. They don't try to overpower the lead in the relationship. And now, it may sound backward to some to think about it in this way, but you know, in any relationship, one person needs the lead. My favorite analogy is in dance. In partner dancing, one always needs to lead the dance. If two people were leading, there would be a definitely power struggle and some collisions on the dance floor. So I guess in summary is, if you are in your feminine energy, you give space for a guy to be in his masculine energy. So it's like a yin and yang, like a puzzle. Everyone has their own role in the bigger picture. Now, the third thing you want to do to create that closeness is to drop your guard. Practice vulnerability. The longer we date, the more likely we are to have emotional baggage and experiences that make us think relationships should be a certain way. And maybe all breakups we have experienced has led us to think we're not worthy of love and that love wasn't meant to be. It's human nature to want to protect ourselves, but if we have our guards all the time, we never let men into our hearts and our real selves. And, you know, it's hard for people to love the superficial version of you. You know, if you want someone to love you for you, you have to show them who you are, flaws and all. And in turn, and when you do that, when you drop your guard and you're vulnerable, you give him space to do the same. Another thing, a couple of things that you can do to create that emotional intimacy is ask him about the things that he loves and watch his eyes light up. So if he's really passionate about traveling, ask him about, you know, where he wants to go or the favorite places he's traveled to, and watch him just light up. And not only will that, will you get to know him a little bit more, but you'll also associate those feelings of traveling and, you know, the highs with his connection with you, because you're talking about it in this moment. Another thing that you can do is pretty similar, is to talk about the people he loves and, you know, what he loves about them. It shows that you care about his relationship beyond just what you two have. But also it'll show you what kind of person he is. And how he values his relationship, because, you know, his values on his relationships with others is a reflection of how what your relationship would be like and how yours would be valued in his life. So I hope this helps give you a guide of how to create intimacy in a relationship, because it's not all just physical, especially if you want to get past the 3 month mark in dating where, you know, things are, it's no longer really casual anymore. And you have to consider if you want to take the relationship to a more committed one. So if you're interested in learning about, you know, men and commitment, you can check out the course. I've got tons of articles like this on 30everafter.com as well. So have a look, and I'll see you for the next podcast. Thank you for listening.